Both the Hearst and Pulitzer newspapers started to include sensational stories about the Cuban insurrection. The stories greatly exaggerated claims of Spanish troops placing Cubans in concentration camps, forcing them to live under substandard conditions, disease-ridden, starving, and dying. This style of reporting became known as yellow journalism. The newspapers were transformed as the scope of the news broadened and became less conservative. Circulation soared as the public could get enough of the banner headlines and abundant illustrations. At the time, many people believed William actually might have initiated the Spanish-American War to encourage sales. According to one report, when one of his correspondents, Frederick Remington, requested to return from Havana, William responded that if Remington would furnish the pictures, William would furnish the war. He was once quoted in an editorial as saying, "Make the news thorough, print all the news, condense it if necessary. Frequently, it is better when intelligently condensed." Another classic example of his influence occurred when, merely months after he advocated political assassination in an editorial, American President McKinley was assassinated.